Good afternoon. More Arctic cold in the area today. Despite brilliant sunshine, complements of high pressure, temperatures will struggle today, once again only reaching the middle teens. And a strong westerly breeze at times will make it feel like it's 0 to 15 below across most of the region, while some wind chill values, especially across the mountains, could go as low as 30 below through the afternoon. High pressure will eventually give way off the eastern seaboard tonight, and as an Alberta Clipper approaches overnight, clouds will move into the region. This will stop temperatures from dropping too far tonight as we go down a few degrees to around 10 above, and then temperatures will start to rise toward tomorrow morning as the Clipper makes an approach with an increasing southerly wind. Tomorrow during the day, as the Clipper slides through the region, we'll have an overall light snow, and most places will pick up a dusting up to a couple of inches, with as much as 3 across the higher terrain. In parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, as much as 4 or 5 inches of snow could fall in the ski areas. With the southerly wind continuing through the day, readings will climb up into the mid-20s, but the strength of the wind will also be increasing, and that means wind chill values, along with the snow, will make it feel cold outside despite the warmer temperatures. Visibilities will be held down a bit as well because of the blowing snow from time to time. As the Clipper slides through Saturday night, we'll begin to dry out. That will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds for the day on Sunday. We'll be back down into the middle and upper teens for afternoon highs. And then another Arctic front slides through on Sunday night and Monday morning with another round of light snow showers. It'll turn windy and much colder behind this front on Monday, as readings will start out in the teens but then slide back down into the single digits by the end of the day. More Arctic air in place with dry weather Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Plenty of sunshine, but still cold, with afternoon highs only in the lower to mid-teens Tuesday and Wednesday, and finally rebounding up into the lower 20s by Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. That same Alberta Clipper will produce a round of light snow totaling 2 to 4 inches of snow today and tonight, with areas downwind of Lake Michigan picking up as much as 4 to 8 inches of snow. There will also be considerable blowing snow, reducing the visibility to near zero at times. And a hard freeze watch is in effect again for southern Georgia and northern Florida tonight, as temperatures are expected to go below freezing. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana, where rain, sleet, freezing rain, and even some snow will fall, causing icing problems way down south. And a blizzard watch is in effect for parts of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Not much snow, but the winds at times will gust over 50 miles per hour, causing blowing snow and drifting snow, reducing visibilities at times toward zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Chino, Corona, both in California and also in McAllen, Texas, to a low of 39 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper teens, Boston sunny in the mid-teens, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs near 15 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 54, set in 1999, and the record low, 17 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m., 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs near 5 above near the Canadian border at around 12 near Glens Falls. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow toward morning, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the teens. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with high temperatures 10 to 15 above zero. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows around 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower teens. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 10 above. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs reaching the middle teens. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a snow shower by sunrise and lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow likely off and on through the day, a gusty south wind with 1 to 3 inches of snow in most places by the end of the day. Highs will be in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the teens on Sunday. Monday, some light snow early in the day, then windy and turning colder as temperatures fall back through the teens. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, lower teens, and mostly sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, with high temperatures in the teens Wednesday and back into the lower 20s on Thursday afternoon. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.